good to play any sort of sport. It's good to stay fit. And there are four brothers called the McLardy brothers, and they all are pretty fit because they're all footballers, and they all were involved in four different premierships at the weekend for the one club. Not in the same team, but four separate teams. And guess what? All four brothers won a flag. Joining us is one of them, Daniel McLardy, the 19-year-old from the Berwick Footy Club. Daniel, good afternoon.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, pretty good. Hey, congratulations first up.
Yeah, thank you. It's good.
Yeah. And how long have you been playing footy with Berwick?
With Berwick, juniors and seniors combined, probably about 11, 12 years.
And you're the youngest of the four, aren't you?
I'm the second youngest.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got Matthew at 18, you're 19, Hayden's 21 and Jake is 23.
Yep, that's right, yep.
And what are the other teams that your brothers play in? Where, and they all probably play for Berwick, so there must be quite a few divisions.
Yeah, there's the 18s, which my little brother plays in, yeah. 19s, which I've got. We've also got the reserves with Hayden and seniors with Jake.
Oh, okay, under 18s, under 19s, reserve and firsts, and you're all involved. So there is a chance that you may all play in the one side one day.
Yeah, you never know. It might, but, you know, we're taking this one as it is now, but hoping it's going
to
happen again.
Now, which one plays in the firsts, Jake or Hayden?
Jake,
he's the eldest at 23. So yep. Has Hayden got a chance to join Jake next year, do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely. He's already had some chances throughout the year playing with each other. So they've all, yeah, we've all at least played with each other a couple of times.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And they're pretty hard to win. Who did you defeat in your grand final?
We defeated Cranbourne by, yeah, I think, about 20 points, I think. So, yeah, it was a good win. Good win.
What about the other guy, your other brothers? Who did they play? And were there any close ones, or were they all fairly easy wins?
Well, 17s, they played Doveton, and they lost to them in the first final to get into the prelim.
Right.
So they met them again and beat them by 20 points in the grand final. I beat my team Cranbourne by 20 points as well, and reserves was a 50-50 match as well, and they won by, again, around 15 points, I think.
Yeah.
And the seniors were the underdogs of the day, which everyone was a little bit worried about, but, they came through and just absolutely rolled them.
Oh, good on them. And Daniel, I was just thinking, if anyone else has been involved in a grand final that's been run and won and you want to boast about it, I'd love to hear who you beat, who you played for, because winners are grinners, and with thrill in your heart and or hope in your heart and wings on your heels, you undertake the task of winning a flag, and it's a pretty special feeling, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best. I can't really describe the day, but every time someone keeps coming up to us saying, you know, four McLardys, that's, you know, don't think that's ever really happened. And it just keeps getting better and better each time.
Good for you. And have you been celebrating since the win?
Oh, I'm still recovering now.
Working, struggling. What do you do for a living, and what do your brothers do?
Well, oldest brother's a Sparky.
Yeah.
Hayden's a plumber, but yeah, he's a foreman now. And I'm off to the army, and my little brother's a plumber as well.
Oh, good. You're in the trades in the army. What took you to the army to defend the country? What's made you head that direction?
Well, I'm heading there soon, but, just something different. I've always wanted to do it, and I finally just took the step to do it.
Oh, good on you. That's very commendable. What about future in football? Do any of your brothers or yourself have ambitions to go on to a better competition? Not that playing for Berwick isn't a tough thing to do.
Well, we all love the club. We've been there our whole lives, to be honest. If they get the opportunity for a better league, they might take it. But for now, I think, you know, Berwick's where we're staying.
Good on you.